The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, everyone. It's Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. So excited to have you back as we celebrate Women's History Month. As I said, we've been highlighting women throughout the month through different platforms. But today I have a guest, a dear friend of mine named Stacy Kupski. She is the Vice President of Wealth and a Wealth Advisor for Wayzata Bay Private Wealth Management of Green Wealth Management Group. Hope I said all that right. What I love about her is she is empowering people to live through financial freedom. Welcome, Stacy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Good morning, Coach.
How are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling good. A little groggy this morning, but you know, I know you're going to empower me with the questions and answers that we're going to have. Okay. So let's dig right into it. So tell me a little bit about your journey into this world that is predominantly male and what made you like, you know, I want to get into this and help women like myself.
Yes. Great question. Thank you so much for letting me feel that. I used to say that I fell into finance. I now describe it a little differently. It's just listening to those prompts in our heart, right? When we feel and we feel that draw to try something new and to try again. And that's really how I got into entrepreneurship, was just listening to that uncomfortability, leaning into the uncomfortable, and finding out that really the colliding of serving other people and the providing for my family could all be housed in entrepreneurship and in wealth management. And so that's why I started journeying into it. And then I found, as I kind of went through the years, that this really was a male dominated field, but it's a field really well fit for women. Women are designed to build wealth. We're very well organized. We see the big picture. We are more inclined to stick to a plan. We surround ourselves organically with a tribe of people and a support group. And those are some of the main components to being productive and building a life by design. So
love that. Love that. So, you know, I always talk about, and I spoke about this about myself, that there's seven streams of income. Will you please let people know what they are and why they are important?
Seven streams of income. Okay, so you might have to kind of coach me on what your personal philosophy on your seven streams of income is, but I know that I believe in having multiple means at which, you know, you're fueling yourself forward, right? So, you know, one of those streams that you might lean into is honestly your health. That's what you coach right. A lot of people on is health is a way of wealth. Health is actually one of our greatest wealths. And if we lose our health, that's really difficult to get back. That's one of the most difficult climbs. You know, it's really our mental well-being in our community. It's how we're building business. It's how we're paying our bills, but it's also how we're fueling ourselves for tomorrow, right? So Some of the other ways that we might be building wealth beyond our portfolio and the typical ways of saving is you might endeavor on to real estate or multiple types of business. So I don't know if that's really answering your question, but there are multiple ways to kind of to live a full and full life.
Yeah, I think sometimes we don't realize, you know, get so stuck on building and a wealth and getting money and getting that next contract that we don't take care of ourselves as women, right? And especially when you start, you know, thinking about facts, right? Women get 2% of venture capitalist money. So when you think about that, 98% of that's going to all men. So we're getting 2% and we are killing it out here right now, right? As you said, as entrepreneurs, as head of households, I feel I have more girlfriends right now that are head of household. They are the ones making the most money. They are, like you said, sticking to the plan and taking it to the next level. And I know for myself, as I have built a portfolio, and when I want to elaborate on the seven streams of income, you know, with the businesses and everything, I don't think people realize that they need earned income, they need profit, they need interest and rental and capital and royalties and dividend. And so when you're helping a woman build her own portfolio for the first time, not someone that's a millionaire or someone that's like maybe just now hit that next level, what is probably the best advice you can give them with working with yourself or another financial advisor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we always start by just quieting the noise. We live in an environment where we get bombarded by data. Google can be our friend, but it can also be our worst enemy because it can lead to comparison. And comparison is really, it's a thief of joy, and it can also be a thief of you building your wealth. So sometimes it's just getting really quiet and getting back to the center of who you are as a human, what's best for your family, what you're looking to accomplish, and then it's gently building in that framework around you as a person, right? We don't need to go into something that's already created and say that fits for you. We need to say, this feels really good to my spirit. This aligns with what I need in life right now. This is where I really need to heavily focus. And for someone else, that might not be right. But for me, maybe I really need to get into my budget. And that's where I need to spend my time, is honing in on where is my money going, and having the foresight. And what I like to say is putting direction on your money, right? Sometimes women forget, and we give away our power by giving away the direction of our money. And sometimes our money needs to be fueled into a different bucket or a different savings. And so it's kind of just having those dialogues of, where is that woman maybe stuck? What questions does that woman in particular have? And not comparing her to someone else that she knows, right? Because her own story is unique. Her own journey is unique. And the steps that she needs to take and the order that she needs to take is going to be very different than maybe a friend or a coworker or a family member, right? And so it can be very easy to let maybe even family speak into your life, but sometimes right. You don't know where you're going, and you might be forerunning something. You might be the first person in your family to have the ability or the dream to build great wealth or the dream to build a company. And you're going to need to surround yourself by people who maybe think a little differently. And kind of just be open to new ideation that fits with where you're headed and where you're driving towards.
Yes, I love that. I remember years ago watching Susie Orman, and she was like, if you can't manage $10, you can't manage $100,000. Mm-hmm. And she had found herself, as she was managing all these women and people, in serious debt, right? And she said she was not managing her money correctly, right? And so as I've learned, you know, this, and it can be difficult, right? When you're like paying for so many things, whether as an entrepreneur, it's the home or it is your business, if you add on employees, what, outside of that, what do you do to help relieve that stress of managing everything from business to home?
Personally, me?
Yes, personally.
We don't get to talk about us that often. So
I know what you do with telling us.
For me, I have a personal coach that she holds me accountable to what I've shared with her is important in my life. And some of the things that are important in my life are making sure I'm spending time like this, paying it forward, giving to other women, sharing hope. And so she makes sure that I have carved out that space in my calendar to make time to give back to women, because that fuels me, that lights me up. And if someone can get there maybe a little bit quicker than I did, right? I feel like I made a lot of stumbling blocks. That's something that really, really fills my cup. Another thing that's important I found in my personal design is movement. If I'm feeling stuck in my life, if I feel like I don't, that's your jam. Right. If I feel like I'm not getting a breakthrough. Sometimes the key is just get out, set it all aside, get out of my head, get outside, get on my bike. I have a whole Wahoo set up at home that sometimes 30 minutes with some fun music just lightens your load and gets you thinking in a new way and gets kind of opens and frees up the pathways in your brain to approach the problem in a maybe a different way. So I think community for me is one. I think movement is one. Food happens to be one. And I know that that's something you enjoy as well.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of eating and that fellowship dynamic. Again, just sometimes not thinking about what you think about all day.
Right. I think you're really good about, you know, you're very focused during the day. You've got a lot of clients. You're dealing with a lot of people's money, making sure it's managed right. But when you turn off, you're like completely tuned into an event that you're attending, into a friend and whatever you're doing with them, and taking that time to just relax. I think you really do that. And vacations, right? I think we kind of downplay. People have always laughed, like, you travel so much. It is my kryptonite too, as I'm so busy. You know, I think about last week, I had 29 meetings. Insanity, right? Mm-hmm. But then this week I get to go somewhere to like relax. And I think that's the balance, that we can be busy as we're building this wealth, but the biggest wealth, like you said, is your health. And without that, as we've seen over the last 4 years and just in life, without that, you have nothing, right? And so as a disruptor, right? Because I know you won that award as a disruptor. What is on the horizon for Kelly? You've got some big things coming up in the next year or two.
What's on the horizon for me? I would say one of the biggest awakenings I've had in the last year is I'm starting to appreciate time even more than I ever have. And maybe that's a function of aging, and maybe that's a function of not feeling like I have enough of it. But I, you know, I'm really recognizing that time is finite and time is precious. And it really is moving to the forefront just as health is for me. And so in the next year, I know I'm certainly going to be spending a lot more time focused on, okay, to my clients, to my friends, are you making the most of your time, right? And what I describe, kind of building off what you said, is that run and that rest. And I have some pretty big things that I'm running towards in the next year, some pretty important things. So I'll just kind of cut to the chase. I've been asked to be the president of NABO Minnesota. So that is a pretty major endeavor.
I was waiting for you to say that.
It's a heavy load. I know I was building up. I was giving you a little momentum, Shay. So that, you know, that's something very, very huge to steward, not only for our local entrepreneurship community, but also nationally as NABO endeavors on its 50th year. NABO is celebrating 50 years of women, you know, spearheading businesses, mm-hmm. inventing ideas, employing other people, right? This is a really major deal. And so I'm spending a lot of time saying, what's going to be my plan for that? How do we celebrate all the women that have gone before us in business and all the women that are coming up in business? And how can we support them even in a greater way? Because as you mentioned, women are starting businesses at a much faster pace than they ever have. And a lot of it is out of necessity, and a lot of it is out of the desire for something different, and they're taking ownership and wanting to change their landscape.
So. Yes. Well, congratulations on that. You're going to be amazing. It is a huge job because you're in charge of any woman that's an entrepreneur that's coming in to look of how to scale, of how to grow their network, of how to have fellowship. And as we've both been members now for some time, we realize how much fellowship and sisterhood we've gained. And so for those that will be listening, you know, listen to what we're saying, get out there, find a group. We happen to be in NABO. If you don't know what that means, it's National Association for Women Business Owners. So we're across the U.S., but she will be the head, the president of the chapter of Minnesota, which is amazing. I'm so excited for you. But I think it all goes hand in hand, right? As you've done this work, you're taking care of yourself, as we always say, from the inside out. You've come some serious adversities over the last year, and then you're building and growing into the next level of you. And so that's the greatest wealth of it all. So how can people find you and get in touch with you if they want to chat or learn anything else about wealth?
Yeah. So I'm on LinkedIn. That's probably the quickest, the easiest way to find me. I'm certainly promoting as I'm out in community. And then my website is www.greenwmg.com. It stands for Wealth Management Group. So yeah, absolutely connect. If you have questions, reach out. I'm always happy to make a new friend.
If you want her to manage your money or talk to you about her money, you know, about your money. Money can be scary, especially to women. We weren't allowed to talk about it. You know, just think less than 50 years ago, we couldn't even have a credit card. We couldn't have a bank account. We couldn't buy a house or a car. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. And you know, we laugh on it now because it's like, I know us, like we dare. How dare someone tell us we can't go get something?
It wasn't that long ago though.
It was not. it was not. So bravo to you for growing and sharing your knowledge and stepping outside of your comfort zone when you stepped into this position and into this industry that did not want us. So keep disrupting, and we're here to watch it and support us. So I am so proud. Happy Women's History Month. Keep making history, Stacey. Keep shining. Take up space, as you know, you always do. And make sure that people know that you have something to say. And as those are listening, if you're nervous about your wealth or health, just keep breathing. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. This is Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution, and we'll see you soon. Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
People say we're made up. Tall tales, myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
What should you do if you have COVID-19 symptoms like fever, congestion, or sore throat, body aches, or an upset stomach? Take a self-test as soon as you can. A positive test detects evidence of the virus that causes COVID-19. Guidelines say that those who test positive should stay home and isolate for at least 5 full days. During this time, wear a high-quality mask, wash hands often, and avoid contact with other folks in your household. If possible, stay in a separate room and use a separate bathroom. Inform anyone you were in recent close contact with about your positive test result. If you are at high risk for severe illness, contact your healthcare provider about treatment options that might lessen the serious impact of COVID-19. If you test negative, repeat the test in 48 hours to confirm the result. If your symptoms or fever persist, you're advised to stay home until your symptoms are better and at least 24 hours passes with no fever. And remember, you can always get in touch with your healthcare provider if you have concerns about your symptoms.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh. But did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.